News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister of State for Transport Jack Chambers has confirmed that the government is set to clamp down on the renewal of L-plate licences for those who've repeatedly failed their driving tests. Brenda Bolger is the owner of the Bolger School of Motoring. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. It is one of the greatest jokes of the Irish system that you can fail your test, get back into your car and drive away again. People have been trading actively off this loophole for decades.
Oh, they absolutely have. And if we put it in perspective, for your first two learner permits, they are for 2 years each. So that's 4 years. So if you've been on your learner permits for a long time, in essence, you're talking about 12 years. So the age profile of this person is a minimum of someone heading into their 30s at this stage. So it's not, again, you know, kind of the younger generations, which is where the mind would instantly go to when it comes to something about driving behaviour. So it's definitely something needs to be addressed, because if you're driving on a provisional license for 10 to 12 years, is driving for you? You know, like, are you failing the test? Are you not turning up for the test? It needs to be explored in greater detail.
Well, when you see someone get into the car, and they'll be honest with you because it doesn't matter whether they've been driving 10 years or 2 years, what do you see amongst that person who is consistently failing the test? What are they doing wrong?
From my experience, it is the absolute lack of preparation. The absolute, I'm a very busy person, I'll take two driving lessons and I'll go in and I'll try the test and sure, I'll see how I go because I had lessons in the past. That's not how it works. That's failing to prepare. So you're obviously setting yourself up for failure. It's an investment in a skill that you're going to apply every day for the rest of your life. We drive more often than we spend time at work. We drive more often than we spend time going through college to get the degree so we can have the job. And then we have to drive to and from that job, particularly if you're in a rural location. You have to do it. And driving is a privilege. It's not a right. And you have to share the road with other people. And everybody else is going through that process. You have to go through the same process. And you may have anxiety about it. You may just, you know, not perform well in a test environment. Reassess. Be aware of the patterns of your behaviour and what's been leading up to that failure. And take steps to change that behaviour so that you can have success. And it will only benefit you and everybody else in the long run.
But we have a culture as well in Ireland, Brenda, of if you get your learner's permit, you're supposed to have a fully qualified driver in the car with you at all times. But that's falls into the category of nodding a wink in Ireland because, look, it'd be grand. So we're comfortable letting people who have no experience get into a car, which is a dangerous weapon, and let them out onto the road. Is a lot of this down to the public not taking it seriously and more importantly, it not being enforced because there aren't enough traffic police?
I think you're right on both points. I think it falls into both categories. So, for example, if you are a rural dweller, you need to have access to somebody to be with you at all times when you are driving, if that's going to college or going to work or whatever the case may be, and there's a lack of public transport. You know, could find yourself in a very difficult position if you're not able to make those trips to your work or wherever. Then we also have the issue of we don't have the police presence on the road. We just don't. And it's very, very visible that I should not use the word visible because there's an absence of visibility, but it's very apparent that there's an absence of visibility of enforcement out there. And if there is a sense of punishment for incorrect behaviour, it does at times act as a motivator to behave correctly. But if we're not monitored, if we're not assessed, we're just going to break the rules.
Brenda Bolger, owner of the Bolger School of Motoring, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.